Day 3, Beyond People Pleasing. Jesus shows us a different way. His actions in the temple demonstrate that true freedom comes when we release ourselves from the need to please others and live solely to please our Heavenly Father. This doesn't mean being deliberately offensive or unkind. Rather, it means having the courage to stand for what's right, even when it's unpopular. Today, consider where you might be compromising your devotion to God for the sake of human approval. Ask God for the courage to prioritize His pleasure above all else. To the one who sold doves He said, "Get these out of here. Stop turning my Father's house into a market," John 2:16. When we release ourselves from having to please the people around us and only live our life to please our Heavenly Father, we find a freedom that can only be found through obedience. Heavenly Father, forgive me for the times I've valued human approval more than your pleasure. Give me the courage to stand for truth, even when it's difficult or unpopular. Help me find the freedom that comes through obedience to you alone. May my words and actions honor you above all else. In Jesus' name, amen. Day 3, Beyond People Pleasing. Day 3, Beyond People Pleasing. Devotional. In our journey this week, we've seen Jesus' passionate response to corruption and considered how we are God's temple. Today, let's explore another dimension of Jesus' table-flipping moment, His freedom from people-pleasing. When Jesus overturned tables in the temple, He wasn't concerned with how it would affect His reputation. He didn't worry about offending the religious leaders or disappointing the merchants. His sole focus was pleasing His Father by restoring the temple to its intended purpose. Many of us struggle with people-pleasing. We remain silent when we should speak truth because we fear damaging relationships. We compromise our convictions to avoid conflict. We participate in conversations or activities that dishonor God because we want to fit in. Jesus shows us a different way. His actions in the temple demonstrate that true freedom comes when we release ourselves from the need to please others and live solely to please our Heavenly Father. This doesn't mean being deliberately offensive or unkind. Rather, it means having the courage to stand for what's right, even when it's unpopular. Today, consider where you might be compromising your devotion to God for the sake of human approval. Ask God for the courage to prioritize His pleasure above all else. Bible verse. To the one who sold doves He said, "Get these out of here. Stop turning my Father's house into a market," John 2:16. Reflection question. In what specific situation have you compromised your convictions or remained silent about truth because you feared losing someone's approval, and how might God be calling you to respond differently? Quote. When we release ourselves from having to please the people around us and only live our life to please our Heavenly Father, we find a freedom that can only be found through obedience. Prayer. Heavenly Father, forgive me for the times I've valued human approval more than your pleasure. Give me the courage to stand for truth, even when it's difficult or unpopular. Help me find the freedom that comes through obedience to you alone. May my words and actions honor you above all else. In Jesus' name, amen. Devotional. In our journey this week, we've seen Jesus' passionate response to corruption and considered how we are God's temple. Today, let's explore another dimension of Jesus' table-flipping moment, His freedom from people-pleasing. When Jesus overturned tables in the temple, He wasn't concerned with how it would affect His reputation. He didn't worry about offending the religious leaders or disappointing the merchants. His sole focus was pleasing His Father by restoring the temple to its intended purpose. Many of us struggle with people-pleasing. We remain silent when we should speak truth because we fear damaging relationships. We compromise our convictions to avoid conflict. We participate in conversations or activities that dishonor God because we want to fit in. Bible verse. Reflection question. Quote. Prayer.